The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Port Mueller's popping, Ingigik had its best day yet yesterday. And it's July 8th. I'm Molly Dishner. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Tonight, Naknek Quijack Area Manager Travis Ellison updates on his district and what's to come there.
The whole district up, and we'll see much bigger catch today than we've seen out of the last four.
And we hear about a change to the National Weather Service website.
So for standardization and, ironically, for simplicity is the main reasons behind our changes.
Those stories after a run through the numbers. Grab a pen. The 2 billionth fish has come and gone, and now we're just racking up the count. Bristol Bay's run through Thursday, 16.5 million fish. Thursday's catch, 1.6 million, bringing the season total to nearly 12 million. And for the river's counting, 335 salmon as escapement Thursday, almost 4 million so far this season. Breaking down Thursday's catch and escapement by district, Ugashik, 320,000 salmon caught Thursday, season total 1.9 million. Escapement, 27,000, season total 260,000. Igigik, 645,000 fish caught Thursday. That's the best day in any district so far this season and bumps their total to 3.6 million. Escapement was 37,000, season total 823,000. Naknek Quijack, Thursday's catch 234,000, season total 1.9 million. Escapements, Naknek River counted 66,000, season total 707,000. Quijack, 150,000, season total 877,500. Nooshigak, 413,000 salmon caught Thursday, season total 4.2 million. At the Nooshigak Sonar, 2,000 kings counted Thursday, season total 114,000. Plus 25,000 reds, total 506,000. Wood River, 50,000 reds, season total 750,000. Igushik, 16,000 reds, season total 84,000. Togiak, 21,000 fish caught Thursday, season total 144,000. Thursday's count, 2,200. Now to the boats. Ugashik, 262 permits on 204 boats this morning, increasing 14 permits in 48 hours. Igigik, 356 permits on 283 boats, adding 6 after the wait. Naknek Quijack, 625 permits on 505 boats, increasing 3 permits in 48 hours. Nooshigak, 385 permits on 296 boats, going down by 2. And Togiak, 43 permits, 43 boats. Grand total, 1,671 permits on 1,331 boats, going up to 1,702 permits on 1,354 boats in 48 hours. And we made it. That's the Bristol Bay run summary. Looking now to Port Mueller, the numbers were out in time for our broadcast today, and another day of good catches. Today's mean daily index was actually the highest yet, 77. That's from just 6 sets today, 130 fish caught in 4.5-inch mesh, and 96 in 5.5 mesh. Those are the numbers. This is the Bristol Bay Fish Report, back in a moment.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes in part from Bristol Bay Brailer, offering brailers, slush bags, and custom fabric projects. More information at 907-469-0782 or online at bristolbaybrailer.com.
Catches are popping in much of the bay, but not as much in Naknek Quijack. So tonight we check back in with Travis Ellison, who manages that district, and ask him how things are looking, starting with the boat counts.
We don't have very many boats for Naknek Quijack. Oh, we're a little over 500 now, and with only a few transferring in at the moment, as of this morning anyways. catching power is a little light for this time of year for the district, now that Kwijak is coming in stronger and now that we're fishing full district again.
All right. And speaking of Kwijak, we've noticed that a lot of the Port Muller stock composition numbers have had fairly low Kwijak percentages. Do you know why that is?
Usually it's because there's fewer of those fish in the sample, which usually indicates there's fewer of them in the overall entry into the bay. So that's kind of telling me that Kwijak might be coming in a little weaker this year than we expected. But at the same time, we've already got 1.8 million in river, a couple more tides worth of fish behind that that haven't been fished on. So we pretty much assured our 2 million escapement goal there. And if Port Muller is correct with their indexes, we've got quite a few more days of fish to come yet in this run. So I think it could turn out all right.
All right, sounds good. That's always... Do you think anything big is going to change in terms of catching in the next couple of days?
I mean, it's been really slow for the last 4 days in Naknek-Kwijak District. Part of that is where all numbers of fish entering the district has been lower. And we've been fishing the Naknek section to make sure we get the Kwijak escapement. We're a little bit behind there for most of the week, but just in the last day or two have really caught up to where we need to be for this time of year. The whole district open, we'll see a much bigger catch today than we've seen out of the last four.
Might be hard to say, but lots of fish on the way, do you think? Or do you think it'll be a slower Naknek Kwijak year? What are your senses?
Yeah, really hard to predict that one. Like I was saying, I mean, Port Muller is indicating we still have fish to come. We saw a big hit in Agagic yesterday and today again. So it's starting to kind of look like last year. So there's a good chance we might see a big, huge tail to this thing. But either way, pretty much my escaping goal is assured for both the Naknek and the Kwijak. At this point, we'll just start fishing on a regular basis throughout the rest of the season. And we'll catch whatever comes in and escape whatever escapes.
All right. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon, Travis.
Thanks, Molly.
That was Naknek Kwijak Area Management Biologist Travis Ellison. Back in a moment. Not exactly fish news, but the National Weather Service changed its websites this week, disrupting bookmarks everywhere. It threw us for a loop here at KDLG, and we're guessing it might have caused a little confusion where you are, too. Juno meteorologist Tom Ainsworth says the federal agency went live on Wednesday with a planned overhaul of their Alaska sites.
So for standardization, and ironically for simplicity, is the main reasons behind our changes.
Now, the website should look the same whether you're checking the Seattle Weather Service webpage or the Anchorage one. That consistency should also help the local offices do their jobs more easily.
Managing the data on the webpage is an incredible amount of time and attention. So the Weather Service is helped by creating a unit, a centralized units around the country that will help local weather offices like Juno manage those complex web pages.
Ainsworth says the new website allows them to automate digital information, like observations from unmanned stations, and display them, either in a map or tabular format. But another new feature changes the marine weather forecast a little. It's the point-and-click forecast. Anyone can get a land or marine forecast for a 1.5-square-mile section. That means far more precision place by place, but changes the old zone-wide forecasts a little.
Imagine a screen over all of Southeast Alaska, and that screen has 89,000 points in the screen that lay over a map of Southeast Alaska. That's the resolution that we're trying to get weather forecasts available to our customers.
Computer models usually come up with a big picture that is fine-tuned and adjusted by human forecasters based on what they know about the local area. Under the old format, zone forecasts would include an average or generalization of the temperatures, wind direction and speed, and other conditions. those forecasts would gloss over the local effects of irregular terrain that can vary by several thousand feet of elevation. Now, the Weather Service is suggesting people can check out more specific locales.
Hi, Bob King here for the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Sold on chilling your fish but need to figure it all out? The BBEDC and RSDA can help with technical assistance on what works on your boat and financial assistance to make it affordable. A better quality fish gets a better price. Quality is where we're headed. Our future is chilling. For the Bristol Bay RSDA, I'm Bob King. Good luck and good fishing.
Dipping into our mailbag tonight, a letter for Kevin Oman on the Jenny M, fishing the knack-knack. Your wife Michelle and sons Matthew and Christopher write, "Happy birthday, Kevin/Dad. We hope the fish are aplenty today, as is your age. The fire ring and bud are waiting. We love and miss you." And another letter for Joshua Fortune and Jacob Martin. A listener writes, "We looked for our fishermen, Joshua Fortune and Jacob Martin, on KDLG.org, as we thought they had a good shot at the 2 billionth. Best wishes to all the 2016 fleet, and way to go, Igigik. Your numbers are looking good. Prayers to the price gods. We love you, stay safe, have fun. Love, Heather, Cash, and Rocco." This one for Captain Tim Roberts on the fishing vessel Aaron N. Admiral Serena writes, "Thank you for flying me to Alaska and showing me another beautiful part of your world. You taught me so much and spoiled me rotten. Katmai was amazing. I miss all the lovely ladies in Naknak I met. Jess, Anna, Monica, Katrina, and everyone else. I hope to see you next year. After a sinking boat, numerous bug bites, learning the hard way the stack is really hot, and vomiting more than I'll admit, I still and always will love Alaska. And you. Catch lots of slimy, yummy fish and come home. You are missed. Love anchors the soul. Love, Admiral Serena." And an Olympic Peninsula listener sent us one of her favorite fishing songs the other day. Her sweetie's an Igigik, she says. "Stay tuned after the show for Big Mama Brown" by Michigan singer May Erlewine. If you have a message for the fleet, or tips, story ideas, song requests, drop us a line. fish@kdlg.org. Dave@kdlg.org, Molly@kdlg.org, or call us at the station, 842-5281. In other fish news, Copper River Seafoods is once again set to buy chum in Kotzebue. The commercial harvest forecast there is 300,000 to 500,000 fish. Openings are based on the buyer's capacity and likely to start in a couple of days. West Coast fishermen are among those opposing President Obama's effort to create new national monuments in California. Obama wants to use the Antiquities Act to declare Pacific seamounts, ridges, and banks offshore from California. That could shut down a lot of commercial fishing, and 40 groups sent a letter to the White House arguing against the change. And a small update in the ongoing saga over GMO labeling. Alaska already requires labeling of GMO fish. Federal lawmakers are now considering a bill that would allow the Agriculture Department to determine which foods qualify as genetically modified and then let companies choose the method of disclosing GMO ingredients to consumers. Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke out against that this week and noted that it could preempt Alaska's existing law. In sports news, next season you could watch sports from Twitter? The social media company wants to stream more TV-like video of major sporting events live and is working on getting the rights from the NBA and MLS. The Denver Post reports that Sports Authority there is hawking its wares on Craigslist. Everything from office furniture to ping pong tables is up for grabs. Shipping to Bristol Bay, still iffy. Light heavyweight champion Damon Martin confirmed to have violated doping regulations. A second sample tested, which confirmed the results from the first. That's just about it for tonight's show. The marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay, small craft advisory in effect tomorrow night. Tonight, southwest wind at 10 knots, seas at 2 feet, patchy fog and rain. Tomorrow, west wind 10 knots, increasing to 20 in the afternoon, seas at 4 feet and patchy fog. From Port Hyde to Cape Sarachef. Tonight, southwest wind increasing to 15 knots, seas at 4 feet, patchy fog and rain. Tomorrow, west wind 20 knots, seas at 5 feet, and patchy fog. Catch our replays at 10 and 2 a.m. and find our shows archived online. I'm Molly Dishner. With help from the rest of our team, keep in touch. We'll see you back here on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report with an early weekend broadcast tomorrow at 1:30.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by the Bristol Bay Fisheries Association, advocating for fishermen. More information at bristolbayfishermen.org.